Produced by Jeffrey Cresselius, Preston Frazier, Bill Govier, VR Hoisington, and Wayne Hall. This is Yes Music Podcast episode 376, Thoughts on the Royal Affair Tour 2019.
This is Bill Bruford, the ever-enthusiastic young drummer from the group Yes, and you're listening to the Yes Music Podcast.
Welcome to episode 376 of the Yes Music Podcast, two fans' exploration of the world's greatest progressive rock band. I'm your host, Kevin Mulrine, and co-host Mark Anthony Kay will be along a little bit later on. You can always get involved yourself with the podcast, and please do, via any of the various different ways on the site yesmusicpodcast.com. This week we abandoned our original plans because we felt it was important to talk about the news surrounding the Yes Summer 2019 North American trip, which is called the Royal Affair Tour. Mark and I give our views on that a little bit later on in the episode, which is a bit different in format to usual as a result. In the Patreon group this week, we spoke to our April featured author Martin Popoff about his book Time and a Word, The Yes Story. He also set the question for patrons to win one of the splendid YMP special edition celebratory t-shirts. You can join in with all that kind of thing if you sign up as a patron over at Patreon, patreon.com/yesmusicpodcast. Over on Facebook this week, I posted the video promo for the upcoming tour, and Mark pointed out his happiness about a Toronto date being included this time round. So that's nice for him. Preston Frazier and others also voiced their excitement, and Daniel Crone posted a link to the Yes World article on the tour. Winston Arntz posted an April Fool announcement about the last ever Yes album, which he called Finale, and a few people were taken in. It's very well done and a lot of fun if you haven't seen it. Dave Fagan over at the Yes Fans Ireland page was one of the first to share the poster for the tour, and Preston was excited about his 1,000 hands download. Mark filled us in on his progress with his project Gemini, and in the visitor posts, Mike O'Connor analyses the Yeasia news and points out that because this version has the rights to the Roger Dean artwork, it seems more legitimate than the Asia featuring John Payne setup, a lot like the present Yes ARW situation. Ken Fuller thinks he knows where the lion on the new Yes logo is from, and Jeffrey Mason added a link to the Elmore magazine review of 1,000 Hands. Melinda Estelle went to Cleveland to the John Anderson show and very kindly posted three videos she took. They sound really good, and Melinda certainly enjoyed her experience there. Adrian Bell promoted his latest edition of the Progressive Alternative, which is a tribute to his late mother, and John Rowles had a wonderful close-to-the-edge cake for his 50th birthday. What a lucky man. It's my 50th next year. Chris Karam got to see the opening night of the 1,000 Hands tour and says it was a great show. Over on Twitter, I tweeted my latest eBay items, which are a 7-inch single of I'm Alive from ABWH and two promo CDs, I Would Have Waited Forever from Union and America from Keys to Ascension. Brian Neeson continues to post items he's received for the charity auction at Prog in the Park, which is tomorrow if you're listening to this episode as soon as it's released. There were lots of tweets about the Royal Affair tour from luminaries such as Bob Keeley, Jeff Downes, Billy Sherwood, Official Asia and Official Yes, amongst others, and I enjoyed the Prog magazine feature on ABWH, from which I've learned that Howe and Wakeman might have been included in the original Paris sessions for the album, which I hadn't seen mentioned anywhere else. Not sure if that's apocryphal or not. Paul Adams has a promo copy of Brother of Mine, so that's another on my want list. And Nick Moyart dropped me an email and was the first to mention the upcoming tour via a post on the Gottlieb Brothers website. Dave Watkinson's important news is that he's working with the Warriors member and 1,000 Hands collaborator Brian Chatton on sorting out a few gigs later this month in and around Bolton and London. Details will be available very soon, so that's certainly exciting. Finally, do check out the show notes discussion on last week's episode, where Steve Rohr and Jamie McQuinn had a meeting of minds, and there were also very well-informed and thoughtful contributions from Charles Christopher, Paul Tomei, Doug Curran, John Thompson, and Ian M.B. As usual, thanks so much to everyone who got in touch in any way this week.
Hello, this is Patrick Moraz, and you are listening to the Yes Music Podcast.
So here I am with Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello there, Kevin.
Right then, the Royal Affair Tour featuring Yes, with a lion on its head, Asia, John Lodge, Carl Palmer's ELP Legacy, and guest vocals by Arthur Brown. Crikey. So, when was the last time? Now, the last time you tried to see Yes. The gig was cancelled, wasn't it? Do I remember that right?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. When I was set to go see them, the big catastrophe or disaster happened where Steve's son passed away. Yeah. So obviously they had to cancel and I wasn't able to go see them.
So it's been quite some time since then, and all that time you've been on the podcast as co-host. So we've been talking a huge amount about Yes, while not actually seeing them, or you not seeing them. I sort of managed to see them last year for Yes 50, which was fantastic. So first things I knew about this tour then, various people got in touch with me, but it was really seeing the logo and the publicity materials for it, as I've just explained, that's the people who are on it. But I must ask you about Royal Affair itself. Now, I have to say that when I heard this expression, first of all, I was really scratching my head and I couldn't really understand what they were on about. What does Royal Affair mean to you in terms of a Yes tour?
Well, I mean, I thought about it for a long time as well. And I think the first thing that came to mind to me was that these guys are rock royalty. I mean, Yes is for sure. So is Asia. Obviously, Carl Palmer and ELP are looked at as a act of great, you know, royalty, and even Moody Blues. So, I mean, realistically, any one of those bands could be looked at as rock royalty, especially from the UK end of things, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes, I get that point about royal, and I get the fact that the lion is very much a royal animal. So looking at the poster then, we'd already seen the 2019 Yes logo by Roger Dean, and it's very nice, very very simple compared with a lot of the other ones that we've seen more recently. There's no animal prints or anything on it. It's just a sort of gradient fill, as they say, from a darker orange to a lighter orange. And then sitting on top of it, slightly incongruous it looks on the poster to me, is that lion underneath the Royal Affair tour featuring, and then the bands. So what do you think of that poster and the way it comes over with the Yes logo with that lion?
Well, I like it. I mean, obviously, if they're going for that whole, you know, royal feeling to it, I mean, what more royal an animal can you get than a lion, right? I mean, it's very majestic and strong. And I mean, they're trying to get that whole image across that these are very important bands.
Yeah. I think it just doesn't quite work for me, the lion on top, because the lion is very much a sort of 3D painting, I suppose it is, and on top of the 2D Yes logo. But anyway, I'm splitting hairs here. Then the Asia logo and the John Lodge logo and the Moody Blues and the guest vocals by Arthur Brown, it's all been put together, all that lettering done by Roger Dean himself. So it's giving that kind of effect again, as you said, of prog rock royalty. Very interesting, very very nicely done, I think. I think it's a great poster. Now, there's also, though, a video promo which features, it seems to be presented by a DJ, as they say, a rock radio person who, to be quite frank with you, I didn't recognise. The video promo, what was that like for you?
I enjoyed it. I'm not familiar with the DJ as well, obviously. I think he's an American guy. And I just think that it's a good idea. I mean, in the past, I haven't seen any kind of promotion in this sense for any other Yes tour. So I think that they're really trying to up the ante, as you would say, to kind of make it seem a lot more important than maybe prior tours. I mean, like we said, we have, you know, Moody Blues and we have Asia and stuff like that all involved in this. So, you know, it's a pretty big tour to be coming to North America. So I think they're really trying to give that whole feeling that this is something of great importance, that they even have a known DJ kind of promoting it.
Yeah. And it comes over really well. Some nice clips of the different bands and so on. But something that he hinted at there was that this is going to be a very different kind of concert and different kind of festival and perhaps a different set list to what we were perhaps expecting. I'm not sure. Certainly, he hints at the fact that Video Killed the Radio Star is going to be included as one of the songs. And just on that point, I went to Yes World and picked out a few of the bits of the things that they say. So as you're saying, this must see Best of British Rock Show, as they put it, will also feature Asia with the return of founding member Steve Howe. So that was a surprise in a special performance. John Lodge of the Moody Blues, bassist, I believe, and Carl Palmer's ELP Legacy with guest vocals by Arthur Brown. So even there, there's a lot to talk about. Now, I saw there is a video from the most recent guitar player with Asia, and that is Sam Colson. And he tweeted a video wishing Asia the very best on their 2019 tour with Steve Howe returning to guitar duties. I'm so thankful for the incredible mentoring from John, Jeff and Carl over the years, and I'm excited to watch the band as a fan this year, he says. And in the video, he plays some really nice footage of, you know, his top moments, as it were, during the time he was in Asia when he took over from Steve Howe, I understand. And very much the impression that he gives on that video is that he's very happy to hand back the reins to Steve Howe. However, if you look at some of the other promotional material, Steve Howe, Asia's own promotional material, Steve Howe is only a special guest, and there is another guitarist if they're not involved.
Yes, absolutely. And this is one of the things that's got me extremely excited, to be quite honest, because I'm very familiar with this guitar player, Ron Thal, a.k.a. known as Bumblefoot. He may have a ridiculous nickname, but don't be fooled. This is a man who will make your jaw drop when it comes to guitar playing. Mm. He is an incredible guitar player. He plays in the Sons of Apollo, which is a really big progressive supergroup now with Mike Portnoy and Billy Sheehan and Derek Sherinian and Jeff Scott Soto. It's a really fantastic band. And I mean, he played guitar for Guns N' Roses for about 6 years as well. Mm-hmm. He's a really well-known guitar player in the guitar circle community as well, and as well with the people that the bands that he played with, those fans, right? Mm-hmm. But he's fantastic. I mean, he plays a really cool double neck guitar, which one of the guitars is just a regular six string electric, and the top guitar is a completely fretless guitar. Uh-huh. And he can do some really incredible things that would make your eyes pop out of your head. So I'm really looking forward to having him play on this. You know what? I'll be totally honest. My excitement level to seeing Asia now has went up tenfold with him being involved.
Yeah. Okay. So there was Jeffrey Cresselius sent me a potential question for us to talk about. And he says the main reason Asia changed the lineup was to change the lead vocalist, since Billy already struggled on the last Asia events and double vocal duties would be too much, he's saying. And he also says, by the way, the Yes cover of Heat of the Moment, the Asia song 2 years ago, was great, and John D was lead vocalist. So what do you know about that? Do you expect Billy actually to be singing on this, or do you think it's, as Jeffrey's saying, that he's not actually going to be singing the Asia stuff?
Well, I'm thinking that this is another reason for getting Ron in, Bumblefoot. He is another guy who has a hidden talent. He's right. An incredible singer. Like, and he had these videos on there. I don't know how easy they are now to find on YouTube, but he did like a cover of a Guess Who song on guitar, and just him guitar and singing. And he hit some notes that would make Mariah Carey envious. he can really sing high if he wants to, and he can do all kinds of different vocal styles. And remember that podcast that we once watched, the geek one there that had Tom Brislin.
Oh yeah,
how he was on the geek podcast, and he did a great job there. And Bumblefoot is actually on an episode with them doing a whole medley of Beatles songs. Oh. He does side one of Sergeant Pepper with them. So if you want to see a great example of him singing and playing guitar, refer to that. So yeah. I'm thinking that he'll probably be doing the singing and the guitar playing on the Asia stuff, and leaving Billy to just do the bass, which I was concerned about that, because doing double duty with Yes and Asia can't be possibly easy.
No, certainly not. I mean, there's an awful lot of Chris Squire backing vocals for Billy to do when Yes take the stage, that's for sure. And so Steve Howe then. So, yeah, I mean, that made a lot of sense to me when I first heard that Steve Howe was inverted commas rejoining Asia. I did wonder if that was really going to be the case, and certainly it doesn't seem to be. So he'll be coming on, I presume, at some point in the set list to play some solos and to play some of those parts which he created, I'm sure, over the years, but not actually being there for the whole of their set.
Yeah, I think that's definitely what's going to happen. Probably like their last couple songs that they're going to do, you know, their big hits or their big, you know, encore section of their set. I think that's when Steve will come out.
Yeah. So as other people have pointed out, we're talking about Yasia now, aren't we? Because... Yeah, we're talking about Yeja. Oh, there are other ways to combine the two names, I'm sure. But anyway, that's what some people are saying, because, of course, we're going to have Jeff Downes and Steve Howe and Billy Sherwood on the stage with Asia. So that'll be absolutely brilliant, and I'm very jealous that you're going to get to see that. But going back to what it says on the Yes World, it says, look for Yes to perform songs from throughout their storied career. I'm not sure what that means. One of rock music's most prized bodies of work, and their set will honour the memory of Yes members Chris Squire and Peter Banks. So what do you think that's going to turn out to be?
Well, okay, now they've kind of committed themselves, haven't they? Because, I mean, if you're saying now that you're going to be, you know, honouring Chris Squire, well, Chris Squire, you know, any song from the catalogue would be honouring Chris. He's involved with everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So... but now to say that you're honoring Peter Banks, I'm guessing we're going to be hearing some more material, or at least some material off of the first two records. And I don't think that that could be too far of a stretch, because of recent, you know, we've heard Steve Howe saying how much he's loved Time in a Word. He didn't make no bones about it. So maybe that was a little bit of a, you know, game plan to maybe get it into people's minds how much he likes Time in a Word. So if they do play two or three songs off of it, I think that might be a lot. But let's say they do two songs off of Time in a Word, it won't be that big a surprise, you know?
Absolutely right. And then also it's going to be a night of paying tribute in a way, because Asia are going to pay tributes to their late founding member John Wetton, of course, which is only appropriate. And it goes on to say that the original guitarist Steve Howe in a special performance, and Asia also introducing its new lineup featuring guitarist slash lead vocalist, there you are, Ron Bumblefoot Tal, and bassist Billy Sherwood. Okay, so what about John Lodge then? Set will encompass his classic hits by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, the Moody Blues, and pay tribute to the band's recently departed another one, member Ray Thomas. Terrible time, really, for all these people who have left us. However, wonderful to be able to pay tribute to them in this kind of a way. So, Moody Blues, not a band, I have to say, that I've listened to all their records by any means, but that should be a nice segment of this festival.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not exactly the biggest fan either. I do have... quite a few of their records in the pursuit of starting to get more familiar with it. I have, you know, For Our Children's Children and all those, Every Good Boy Deserves Favor, and all those kind of records that are pretty classic within the Moody Blues catalog I have. And so funny enough, though, I don't have many, if any, of the Patrick Mraz era stuff, which I have to correct that. I have to go and get some of that stuff. But, you know, there is a lot of material out there, and that's one of the advantages for somebody like John Lodge, is that he can make a very, very strong set list by simply picking the best of the material off of these records and make a good set list.
Yes. And am I right in saying that Moody Blues have sort of two or probably three and more different modes that they go into? They started off, didn't they, pretty progressive, and then, as a lot of bands did, of course, they changed over time to more of a pop sound. I wonder if what whether it will be a career spanning selection from John Lodge, so you might get some nice progressive stuff and some more sort of catchy pop stuff.
Yeah, I definitely think that's the plan. I mean, you know, you're not going to get yourself involved in a progressive sort of tour with Yes and these other people and, you know, ELP, and then come out and play nothing but pop songs. You know, you'll probably get booed off stage, right? So he has more than enough material from the progressive end of stuff to, you know, make the audience very happy. And I think that's what's going to happen. He'll probably play a good selection of the, you know, well-known progressive side of things, and then throw in a couple of the hits just to let the, you know, the general public walk-up crowd who might attend to at least have something that they'll know as well.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, Carl Palmer's tribute again. Goodness me, there's so many tributes. It's fantastic. Carl Palmer will honour the memory of his fellow Emerson, Lake and Palmer members, Keith Emerson and Greg Lake. But then this amazing thing of having Arthur Brown in there as vocalist. Now, I saw some of the just videos of some of the ELP tribute stuff that Carl Palmer has been doing, and I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. But it certainly didn't have a vocalist as far as I can remember. So Arthur Brown as vocalist, that's another big name, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that this is one of these situations where when you have now Carl Palmer opening the show and you have Arthur Brown as vocalist, now to me, it almost seems like there's no real ranking of these bands. It's not like this is the opener, this is the special. It all seems like these are all bands that could easily headline on their own. So it's just one big set of a bunch of fantastically strong songs and strong bands playing. So I think it's going to be really good. And again, it's one of these situations where I'm not overly familiar with ELP stuff, and I'm certainly not overly familiar with Arthur Brown. So at first, when I saw this lineup, I was a little bit underwhelmed, let's just say. Somebody kind of got upset online that I said that. But, you know, it was only because I was hoping to see more of Yes and maybe other bands involved. I'm actually very much looking forward to it now.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last tribute amongst these huge number of tributes is going to be Alan White of Yes, tribute to John Lennon. White was, of course, the drummer on Lennon's solo material, including the recording of Imagine. So it sounds like there's going to be, I mean, I don't quite know how they're going to do it, but lots of tributes throughout the evening, and I don't know who will be playing on what and how they're going to fit in things like Video Killed the Radio Star, but it's certainly going to be absolutely fascinating. So we're very much looking forward to Mark's report on exactly what went down there. See if he can, I don't know, meet up with some people. That would be fantastic. So if you're going to, is it the Toronto concert you're going to, Mark?
Yes, that's correct.
Brilliant. So if you're going to that, then do let us know, and I'm sure Mark will be happy to meet up with you. So what do you think about this idea, this kind of Yesterfall that's happening in the summer on the continent of North America? Is it the sort of thing you think the band should be doing? What are you excited about the lineup there? Let us know by leaving a comment on the show notes for this week. But for the moment, thank you very much indeed, Mark.
You're welcome, Kevin.
Olá, sou o Miguel Falcão, de Coimbra, Portugal. Estão a ouvir o Yes Music Podcast.
Just before we go, here's the patron update. The Yes Music Podcast producers are Jeffrey Cresselius, Preston Frazier, VR Hoisington, Bill Govier and Wayne Hall. And the Yes Music Podcast patrons are Aaron Steelman, Mark James Lang, Jost Maglev, Martin Kjellberg, Bob Martellotta, Michael O'Connor, Brian Sullivan, Chris Bandini, Craig Estenes, Dave Owen, David Hayden, Lind, David Pannell, Dave Watkinson, Dem, Doug Curran, Fergus Cubbage, Fred Barringer, Jeff Bailey, Jeffrey Mason, Guy de Rome, Henrik Antonsen, H.B. Peterson, Ian M.B., Jamie McQuinn, Ken Fuller, Jeremy North, Jim, John Cowan, Miguel Falcao, Neil Caffrey, Paul Hales, Paul Tomei, Paul Wilson, Peter Herndon, Lobate Scarp, Rachel Hadaway, Mark Zarkol Bags, Robert Nisa, Scott Colombo, Scott Smith, Simon Barrow, Stephen Lamb, Steve Dill, Steve Perry, Steve Rode, Steve Scott, Stephen Raw, Terence Sadler, Tim Stannard, Todd Dudley, Tony Handley, John Holden, John Parry, John Thompson, Barry Gorski, Joseph Cottrell, Keith Hoisington, and William Hayes. Also continue thanks to Robert and David. It's possibly time to start just reading out half of those names on each episode, as I've mentioned before. We shall see. So thank you very much indeed to all those patrons. If you'd like to join them in helping to support the show financially and having access to lots of exclusive content and activities, head over to patreon.com/yesmusicpodcast or just click the link on yesmusicpodcast.com. So that's all the time we have this week. Thanks so much for listening once again. I do hope we'll be back next week. But in the meantime, you can follow the show on Instagram, on Facebook, or on Twitter. Or just drop me a line to show@yesmusicpodcast.com. So until next week, just remember, whatever your progressive rock question, the answer is yes.